Well, hey, welcome. Day 22 of 30X. Today we're going to talk about health and fitness, everybody's favorite subject, right? You know, when we started looking at relationships and friendships and parenting, you know, it's all things that we can do to help and grow and be better and have a more fulfilling life. But there's very little more fulfilling if we don't have good health and good fitness. You know, it's I still remember reading a quote from the Dalai Lama about what confused him most about the Western world was how we spend all of our youth and all of our health gaining money, and then we spend all of our money getting back our health. And it was an interesting thought that led me to that. My youngest brother, and Jason is a trainer, a physical trainer, and helps people keep fit and now teaches other people to do the same. And he said to me one time, he said, listen, if you only had one car for the rest of your life, you knew that that vehicle was going to be with you the rest of your life, how well would you take care of that vehicle? I said, well, of course I'd take amazing care of it. I would do everything because I knew it had to last me my entire lifetime. He said, well, that's your body. Oh, thanks, Jace. Thanks for the lesson. So at the time, I was definitely not taking care of my body. I was definitely I wouldn't say I was abusing my body, but I was definitely burning the candle at both ends and making certain that my body had to work the hardest to get it out of me. So today I want to talk to you about that, but I want to start with your mindset. Now, the reason I want to start with mindset is most of us know what to do to be healthy. Most of us know what to do to get fit. We kind of have it in our head what we should and shouldn't do. We've got a fair idea. The challenge isn't knowing what to do. The challenge is actually making the shift and doing it. Okay? And so let's go back. Great book, Changing for Good. Went through 6 steps to change. And I've already talked to you about a change model and stuff. But I think with fitness, I want to look at this particular model because I think it's important to understand how do we shift and get the right mindset so that we do want to actually have healthy and fit habits and healthy and fit rituals and a lifestyle of that methodology. So when it comes to change, the first thing is called pre-contemplation, where we didn't even know we didn't have to change. Okay, so I don't even know that I should be changing. And I remember for me as a young person, I didn't know that I had to change my eating habits and my health habits and all that sort of stuff. Didn't even contemplate it. Like, it didn't even come into my mind that that should be a thing I have to really worry about. And then you hit change level 2, which is contemplation, which now I realize, hang on, I do need to make a change. Now, the problem is most people get stuck in contemplation for quite some time. They get stuck in contemplation. They're thinking about it, kind of should, maybe would, maybe kind of. So how do we get through contemplation? Well, we have to move into stage 3, preparation. So we have to, as we've talked about, start learning more, start putting a plan together, and look at it from that perspective. So as you start preparation, planning, learning, getting ready to do it, getting any materials you need to do that stuff, any equipment needed, then all of a sudden you can go into step 4, which is taking action. And that first phase of taking action, a lot of people see that as the success. Okay, I've made change. I've gone for a run, or I've eaten healthy today, or, you know, that sort of thing. Well, action is step 4, not step 6, okay? So step 5 is maintenance. And this is where a lot of people fall down on the health and fitness and why I want to spend time on mindset around this stuff, because starting the change is easy. Maintaining that and building it into your lifestyle so it becomes a ritual or a habit is where you get to step 6. So, and it becomes a habit and you can reach termination of the change. It's no longer change. It now is who you are. It now is part of you. It is now your way of doing life. Okay? So when you see all of the people that are trying to do short-term change, they haven't gone through this whole formula of, you know, I didn't know I needed to change. Now I know I need to change. I got to prepare for the change. I got to start it. I got to maintain it. And it's got to become a habit. So change ends and I am that person. For me to go back the other way would be the change, not for me to stay doing what I am doing today. And it's interesting the number of people that they do the change, and because they love the change so much of either dropping the weight or getting fit or eating healthy, they like that so much that when they get there, they're like, okay, I'm going to change back again. It's like a, you know, seesaw or an up and down type thing. So our job is to get healthy and fit as a habit. You know, having a bunch of kids, obviously I try and teach them. I said, kid, it's not about anything other than fit and healthy. You know, body shape, body this. No, it's fit and healthy. Okay, that's our goal. So let's start looking at the mindset of making this happen and making it a part of where we need to be. Okay. First and foremost, you've got to start somewhere. Okay. And the mindset has to shift to when is now a good time to get started. The mindset has to shift to say, look, I got to start somewhere. So I may as well start with something small. I may as well start today. I may as well start with something. Going for a walk, walking the dog, going and doing something. Start with something to get that health and fitness as part of your life routine. I think that a big part of the mindset of people who are fit and healthy is that they see choosing themselves, choosing health, choosing eating well, and choosing fitness as generosity to themselves. They don't see it as selfish. Taking an hour of your day to do your own exercise, they don't see that as selfish. They see that as being generous, because if I'm keeping myself fit and healthy, then I can give more to others. It's generous. I got to give to myself first. I've got to do that. I think the next mindset that's important, and it's a real important one, is it's easier than you think. Okay, it's easier than you think. Actually, getting fit is just a gradual process. Eating healthy is just a gradual process of moving from one type to the next. Okay. And to put that into perspective, if it's simple, it's sustainable. If it's complex and there's all of these things and stuff, it's hard to sustain it, okay? You've got to make it something simple that you can follow day in and day out. Don't try and make it complex. Don't try and make it hard. This is why meal prep and all of that sort of stuff, you see it happening all the time. People, like, they prep all their meals on a Sunday for the week or that sort of thing. It's make it simple so it's sustainable, okay? Next one is, you've all heard Yoda say it, there is no such thing as try. To give it a try is to admit failure already from day one. And I think with any health and fitness, if we're going to build a lifestyle for ourselves where health and fitness is part of our lifestyle, part of who we are, then we need to be clear on the fact that we're not going to try this. We're going to become a fit and healthy person. That's who I am. It's not what I do. It's who I am. I am a fit and healthy person and keeping it that way. See, it's not about being skinny. It's about confidence. It's about fitness and health. People seem to think it's about being skinny and stuff. No, it's about being fit and being healthy. Okay, that's the important point behind this. It's not about body image, this, that, and the other thing. It's about, are you fit and are you healthy? No, just being rich and dead, doing all the work and building a great business or building wealth. You know, you don't want to be the richest person in the graveyard type thing. You want to be fit and healthy so you can live a long and prosperous time. You know, when you start doing any form of exercise, any form of training, any form of change of diet, all that sort of stuff, it's going to take anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks for you to feel a difference. I find for me, if I get off track and I go back to get on track, it's going to take me 4 weeks to notice the difference, okay? It's going to take 4 weeks to feel the difference. It's going to take about 8 weeks for me to notice a difference, for me to see any physical change, generally about 8 weeks. It's not 8 days, it's 8 weeks before I notice it. And generally around 12 weeks, others start to notice the shift in you. It's a 90-day process. It's 12 weeks. So first 4 weeks, I start to feel better. The next 4 weeks, when I get to about week 8, I start to actually see a difference and notice it. And then by about week 12, others start to notice the difference in my fitness and my health and those sorts of things. I think it's important also to realize that you're different to me and you're different to everybody else. And whatever works fitness-wise for me or health-wise for me may or may not work for you. I think it's important to have that mindset that what works for everyone else may or may not work for you. And you've got to do what works for you. And that sort of leads me to the next one, that being an optimist is a choice. You can be optimistic or pessimistic about starting a fitness and health lifestyle. Moving your life towards fitness and health, it's a thing that, you know, you've got to sit back and say, hey, hang on, this is not something that I'm just going to do for a week or a month, so I've got to be optimistic about this. I've got to plan that my life is going to move in that direction and that fitness and health are going to be a part of my life. You know, I said it's easy, and you think, I think the opposite of that is almost like, it's never as bad as it seems, okay? Whatever situation you're in health-wise, whatever situation you're in fitness-wise, it's never as bad as you make it out. There's, if you start with small steps and you start moving in the right direction, everything can move in that. Make it easy to start. Don't make it hard to start. Don't say, okay, I got to start running 5 miles on day one. No, go for a walk on day one. Go for a walk on day two. Go for a walk till day 50 or something. But start somewhere. Start with something easy, and I think that's a big thing. I think a massive part of the mindset here is that this is about behavioral change, identity change. You are becoming a fit and healthy style person. You're looking at a lifestyle change. It's not a diet. It's not a fad. It's not a, I'm going to start exercising this way. No, you're changing who you are and how you look at fitness and health. You start to value fitness and value health more than you value watching a TV program. You start to value eating well rather than, see, treat your body like a temple. Feed it good food. Don't feed it junk, okay? You wouldn't feed junk to your car if you had to have it for the rest of your life. You'd take care of it. The best oil, the best gas, all that stuff, okay? Make sure that's a part of it. I think a big part of the mindset is you've got to start setting goals as well. Look for goals, and like, not goals like I'm going to drop 10 pounds. I think that's the stupidest goal ever when it comes to fitness and health. The goal should be I'm going to walk 5 miles a day, or I'm going to get up to 20 miles a week that I'm going to run, or I'm going to get 20 laps a day into as long as I'm doing 100 swimming laps a week, or I'm going to ride for... Does that make sense? It's not about a goal of I'm going to do this weight or this thing. It's about this is what I'm going to achieve and make it something. Now, once you start getting results, then your goals can move. I'm not just going to run 5 miles. We're going to run it in this time period. So set a goal, and then eventually you start measuring, and you keep a log of your activity. I think if you want to shift to a lifestyle of fitness and health, you got to keep a log of what works. Now, these days, keeping a log is real simple. It's all on your phone. You know, I know for me, Map My Run, all of these things, they keep a track of every single activity I do, how many steps I take a day, you know, what running I do, what mileage, all that sort of stuff, the speed. I like keeping a log from that. It keeps me more motivated, helps me with it. I think another thing is you got to realize that you got to go back into learning mode. If you're going to become a fit and healthy person, you got to go back into being a student again. Learn about fitness, learn about health. And again, that's why we're doing this course here on 30X, is to help people learn and understand. Remember, it's about your well-being, okay? It really is about your well-being. It's your fitness and your health all in one. And if I can flip it over for a sec from mindset to saying, you know, what are some of the things that are the opposite of healthy, of fitness and healthy? How do we determine the opposite of that? And I think that there's several things you can do that actually are sabotaging your fitness and health. There's some things that you do will absolutely sabotage your fitness and health. First of them, drinking your calories. You know, sodas, energy drinks, all these things that are full of sugar, and you know what they are. Drinking your calories is one of the biggest ways to sabotage your own fitness and health. Yes, water is boring, of course, but guess what? It's there for a reason every time. Of course, you know, smoking. I mean, I don't need to go into that one. You know, that's a sabotage. I think dieting is actually also a sabotage. I think that because it's a short term and we're going to try and do a short term fix rather than change your lifestyle, make it about well-being, about a behavior change in your life. Binging is definitely a thing, you know, that is a sabotage move, binge eating. You know, portion control is a big part of fitness and health. I try and teach my kids, you know, your major meal can't be bigger than your fist, okay? If it's bigger than your fist, it's too big. Make sure it's no bigger than that. And my little son, Colton, looks at me and goes, but Daddy, my fist is real small. That's right, kid. That's the size. I think one of the, and being a parent, this one kills me, eating the kids' leftovers. It's like that is a definite, and I know going back for seconds, you know, going back for seconds, eating leftovers, wait for an hour before you eat again, okay? At least 20 minutes before it hits your belly before you worry about it. Posture, I think posture is a big one. That's why things like falling asleep on the couch, that sort of stuff is very bad for your fitness and health, okay? We got to look at that. Well, not very bad, but just not good. It's a sabotage, I guess, to it. Eating too fast is a definite sabotage, okay? Eating too fast is a definite. Hanging out with toxic people. Toxic people, we've talked about that in Friends and stuff, and I don't think we need to do that. Late eating, I think late eating, and because most of the time if you eat late, you're eating processed food or takeout food or that sort of thing. You know, it's having a late night snack is, your metabolism gets messed up at that point in time. So if you can get away from eating late, that's definitely a good. Screen time is a challenge to your fitness and health. Addictions, which we're going to talk about more in a little bit. On next 30X, the sleeping pills and coffee routine, that's a definite sabotage to your health, like taking a sleeping pill to go to bed and then having a coffee to wake yourself up. I'm not saying coffee's bad. Coffee's actually been proven lately again to be relatively good for you. It's amazing. They prove it's bad for you, then they prove it's good for you, then they prove all that stuff. Coffee's not that bad for you because of its level of antioxidants, but coffee, because you've taken a sleeping pill or a downer, like an alcohol to bring you down, and then a coffee to wake you up, that's where we have the challenge. And where work beats health. I think that is an interesting one of a negative or a sabotage where, well, you know, I've got too much work to do. I can't go and eat healthy today, or I got too much work to do. I got to skip the gym. Using work to beat up on your health is not good. And the final one that I see as a sabotage, I think, and some people might disagree with me, and that is getting on the scale every day. I think getting on the scale every day is a great way to sabotage yourself. You start doing short-term things rather than long-term things, and it's not about lifestyle or behavior change. All of a sudden, it becomes about a diet. So keep that in mind. All right, let's get to the good stuff, all right? Let's get to what are the things that are going to help me become fit and healthy. If I'm going to change my lifestyle, what is my lifestyle going to look like if I'm going to take that up? Well, the good things you got to do to be healthy. You got to eat breakfast, okay? Start the day with breakfast, even if it's fruit or even if it's a protein shake or something, but you got to start your metabolism first thing in the morning. Get it going. If you can exercise before eating, fantastic. If not, start by eating, getting that stuff up. Second thing that is vital, hydration. 2 liters of water a day. I mean, you got to look at it and say, you know, it's interesting. People are like, well, I don't know if I can drink that much water a day. Hang on, but you can drink that much wine? What are you talking about? Drink the water. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Your skin needs to be hydrated from the inside, not from putting stuff on it all the time. I learned that when we had beauty salons. A good mindset to have. It's about being strong, not skinny. Strong, not skinny. It's about being fit and healthy, okay? So you're aiming to build strength into your body. You're aiming to build strength into your heart, strength into your lungs, strength into your gut, all of your systems. You're trying to build a strong system, a strong body, all parts of it, strong blood system, strong brain, strong muscles, you know, all of that. Build strength. It's not about being skinny. When it comes to eating, white basically equals bad, okay? There's a couple of exceptions like, you know, egg whites and fish and stuff. But white, like processed breads, processed rice, processed sugar, all of this stuff, white generally doesn't eat good on the eating scale. Next one about eating is if it comes in a box or if it comes in a prepackaged thing, it's probably not great for you, okay? Comes in a tin, probably not that great for you. If it comes in its own natural packaging, usually much better for you, okay? So, you know, an apple comes with its own skin. Probably pretty good for you like that. Remember the old saying, apple a day keeps the doctor away? You know, it's not a chocolate bar a day keeps the doctor away. It's an apple a day. So, you know, that type of thing, if it comes in a natural packaging, is probably better for you. Number 6, you got to get out in the sunshine. And I'm not saying go out there and be a sun worshiper and stuff, but some vitamin D is good for you. You know, each and every day, get out in the sun. If you got a dog, walk the dog every day. It's fantastic for you, fantastic for the dog, great meditation time. But you get a little bit of sunshine and do that. Unless you're watching me from England, and then you're going to get some overcast. Just kidding. I know. You guys do have a summer. It's a good long weekend. Yes, I know. I'm Australian. I'm allowed to poke fun at the English. Next one. Sleep more. Okay, crazy people, The health comes, sleep is great for health. Let's just put it that way. It's great for digestion. It's great for weight loss. It's great for all those things. Sleep an extra couple of hours each day. I know people are like, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. I'm going to fit in the most possible. Listen, good sleep is a very big part of a good healthy routine, a good healthy fit and lifestyle. Next, you got to get fresh air. Don't sit in air conditioning all day, every day. Get out, get some fresh air. And you know, if you can, get out into nature, real nature, and get fresh air, not just your backyard. But get out, get fresh air as much as possible. Breathing, you know, even if it takes meditative breathing for you to learn to breathe more and fill your lungs and do all that stuff. That's why I love swimming as an exercise. You got to fill your lungs. You got to breathe, and you got to breathe well. Next one, the salt, sugar, fat trifecta. Yeah. When you have salt, guess what your body now feels like? It feels like if you get salt first, it'll feel like some sugar or some fat. Or if you eat fat first, it'll feel like some sugar or some salt. It's this trifecta of addiction. So that when you're eating some salt, you need the sugar and the fat. And it's like the more you can break all of those down and bring down the load of those in your body is better. Of course it is. Next point, it's great mindset shift. You don't lose weight, you burn fat, you burn calories, okay? So it's not about losing weight, it's about burning, okay? So what is your body burning? How much is your body burning? I know when I go to the gym here, I have a heart rate monitor on, it counts what am I burning each period. So every hour I'm there, I'm looking to burn 1,100 calories. And boom, I know that I'm burning that stuff, okay? It's not about losing weight. It's about what am I burning today. I've got to be a strong proponent. Eat fish, eat nuts, eat those sorts of things, you know. Spices, olive oil. These are things that are definitely good for us and definitely on there. Eggs, herbs. You know what's good for you. For goodness sake, you know that eating fruits and vegetables is better for you. Some of them you got to eat organic because they suck it in, like a strawberry. You want to eat them organic because they suck in all the chemicals, because that's just what it is. If the skin's not peeling off, if I'm eating, it's probably going to suck them in. I'm going to look for organic. But you know that stuff. So start looking at it. And brings me to my next point. Prepare what meals you're having at the start of the week. Don't get to a Tuesday night and go, what am I going to have now? And you end up eating all the junky stuff. Prepare your life. Actually plan what are you going to eat and when you're going to eat it. Next one, stretch. Especially if you're over the age of 40. Once you hit 40, all the best advice in the world that I've found is that stretching and lifting are the two most important forms of exercise after the age of 40. Stretch your body, keep it flexible, and lift weights. Keep the muscles active. Again, more muscle. If you got more muscle and less fat, it eats up more fat. It just chews through it, okay? The muscle chews through more than the fat does. Next one, meditate. I mentioned breathing before, but meditation. We've already talked about it, IVVMs, doing that sort of stuff. But taking quiet time by yourself, very important thing to do. Next ones, and I'm going to go into these in a little bit of detail on another session with you. And what we're going to take a look at is I think that it's important to understand having chiropractic, or having massage, or acupuncture, or any of these natural forms of keeping the body in peak shape, okay? What is your methodology of keeping the body in peak shape? Is it a chiropractor? Is it massage? Is it physio? Is it, you know, whatever methodology it is, but having people help you keep your body in peak state is really important. Athletes do it all the time. Athletes are consistently doing it. Now, I'm not saying you need to be an athlete, but what I'm saying is, if you want to keep your body in peak state, have people that work on that. Another one which is great for health, which just seems weird, but it is, brush and floss. You know, keep a good gut. Keep a good mouth means keeping a good gut, and brushing and flossing is important to overall fitness and health. It just is. Mental stimulation. I think mental stimulation is very important as well. And I know my mom who's in her 70s is a big proponent of those, the games on the computer that is mental games, brain training games to keep the brain active and do that stuff. Next one, change activities. Don't just always do the same activity. If you always run, do something different tomorrow. You know, changing it up. Because if you're always doing the exact same exercise, it builds in a fatigue factor. If you're changing up your exercise and changing up the things you're doing, then there's less fatigue, less chance of injury. After the age of 40, the biggest thing you're looking for is to reduce that level of injury. So that's why we're trying to do less cardio, less impact stuff after the age of 40 that we were doing. We can, you know, when you're in your 20s and you get an injury, you can be fine within a few months, 6 months. When you're in your 40s, it might take years to get better from that sort of stuff. Next one. You're probably not hungry. You're probably dehydrated. Okay, drink more water. You've got to look for water first before that. That also, when you come to a craving, if you hit a sugar craving, a salt craving, a fat craving, an evening craving, drink some water. Get that water in your system, and then if in 10 minutes you still got it, then okay. But first time around, drink the water. Next thing, keep you fit and healthy. Sex is a major part of keeping fit and healthy. Make sure you're doing that. Make sure you're getting lots of it. That's right. You can show this video to your spouse and tell them Brad said. In all seriousness, sexual activity is a great way to keep your body fit and healthy. It really is. But it shouldn't be the only fit and healthy activity you do either. Next one, see your doc. Go and see your doctor. Get checkups, skin doctors, all that stuff. I know I grew up in Australia, so skin cancer for me is a big thing. I got to go to the doc and get checked up all the time. You know, but get yourself a checkup on a regular basis. Ladies, you know you got to go in. This is the thing. Without that checkup, men, get your testosterone levels checked. Definitely. It is one of the biggest challenges for men as we age with the level of stress and all these things. Low T is becoming a major cause of low energy levels, low libido in men. Make sure you go take care of it. Go get it checked. What is your testosterone level at this point in time? Maintain a healthy gut. Remember I said it's about strength, not skinny. You want to make sure that your gut, your stomach, your system, the whole system down there is strong. And so you got to look at the probiotics. The older you get, the more this becomes reality. Fiber, you got to look at garlic and onion, fermented things like yogurts and stuff like that. Keep it healthy, because if it's healthy, it keeps the rest of your body healthy, okay? It allows that stuff. Fill the air, fill the lungs with oxygen, keep the heart pumping by keeping it moving type thing, but also keep that going well. Antioxidants, another good high thing on the priority list. Teas, you know, a beautiful tea is a good thing. High antioxidants. Coffee has antioxidants in it too. Dark chocolates. Glass of red wine. Now, isn't that great that now all the doctors are saying, hey, a glass of red wine a night is actually a good thing? Dang. Thanks, Doc. I'm glad you finally came around to my way of thinking. You know, not two bottles of wine, a glass of red wine. There's moderation and that sort of thing. But, you know, I think that that's important. Allowing yourself cheat day. Sunday is cheat day. Whatever you want to eat on a Sunday, good. If you've been good 6 days of the week, Sunday, go eat it. Go drink it. Go cheat all you want. Not going to kill you. Next one, hang out with people who also have that desire to have a fit and healthy lifestyle. If you're hanging out with people who don't want to be fit and healthy, guess what you're going to be? The next one, okay? So build a group of people around you that like fitness and like health. If that means joining a gym, great. If it means joining a running club, great. Whatever it means joining to get around people who have fitness and health as part of their lifestyle. I'm sure at your work there's a group of people that go to the gym a lot. Go join that group and say to them, hey, I'd like to join your group. I'd like to go to the gym a lot. Next one, sunscreen's a good thing. Okay, and again, for me, the skin cancer guy, I had him cut out here and here and stuff my back. And well, my kids laugh at me like, Dad, are you really that old? They didn't have sunscreen when you were a kid? No, kid, sunscreen wasn't around when I was a kid. So, you know, we put a little bit on our nose, a bit on the bottom lip, and that was it, zinc cream. So, I'm glad sunscreen is around now. So, get yourself active. Get started. Even if you just do the push-up challenge, you know, start with one push-up today and do two tomorrow and keep going until you get to 100 on one day. You know, the 100-day push-up challenge. If you do the planking challenge, you know, jump on any of these apps online, the 30-day planking challenge, 30-day sit-up challenge, 30-day burpee challenge. They're all 30-day something challenges. Why? Because they want to build it, the change in for it to be regular. Listen, the mindset shift, the behavioral shift, it's not about a diet. It's not about an exercise program. It's about becoming a person who values fitness, who values health. That's really what we're looking for. Someone who values fitness and values health. That's where we need to move to. So enjoy it. Enjoy moving in that direction. And let me know how it goes. This is 30X. I'll see you tomorrow for day 23. Bye for now.